This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I know for a fact, when I talk about how much your landline costs you every month, how little you use it, but how much of a safety blanket it really is to know that my number is my number, and it's at home, and the doctor's office has it, and the school has it, and family has it. It's a security blanket, right? You want it, but you really say, I don't use it, and all that really anybody calls on it is a telemarketer. Well, I know you're thinking like I am, that I need to do something about that, but you don't. Well, I have a perfect solution. It is ouroldnumber.com, one of our fine sponsors on this program, because now you can experience the freedom of having your home telephone number as mobile as you are. No more missed calls when you're not at home. And by the way, you can eliminate telemarketers altogether. Learn all about this fantastic service by visiting ouroldnumber.com and just get it done today. Make today the day you do it. Or call them at 800-774-0530. And then you can give that $30 a month to charity that you're wasting on your landline. Your favorite cause. Give it to the grandkids. 800-774-0530 or ouroldnumber.com. This hour, special treat for you. We have Grant Levi from the North Dakota Department of Transportation that will be joining us for a talk radio town hall with any and all questions related to road construction or new construction or where a road should be or isn't. Whatever it might be, we have had questions that have come in over time here and there, and we've sort of collected a few to say, well, let's do this. So we're going to do that here in just a couple of minutes. Brian from Tioga has been waiting on our hotline to weigh in from last hour. Brian, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, long time no talk. Still listen to you every day. I was just going to chime in. As you know, I've been inspecting these pipelines out here for years, and even 4 years ago when we ran a pipeline south of Tioga towards Newtown, I mean, there was two or three rocks here and there, and I was told to reroute the pipeline because there was a teepee ring. I thought, well, that kind of stinks, but it'd be kind of so cool to see a teepee ring. And we went around all those, and that was years ago. That wasn't even a DOT or intrastate pipeline, which are more highly regulated than a gathering system. And I also, we had archaeologists out on that, and I also was in a control room the other day where the pipelines, it actually shows the pressure and all, you have your control valves. It looks like a NASA space station, you know, with all the big computer screens and control panels that show your pressure, or your oil, gas, whatever pipeline you have, your pressures, and if anything goes up, you can they can shut valves from that control room. So,
and this new one, I understand, is double lined. So actually, if the inner pipe would happen to leak, the oil goes into the outer thing, which triggers some kind of fluid they have there to go to a sensor that then shuts down that section of the pipe. I mean, it's the technology, like you say, is incredible. And sadly, through much of this debate, very few facts have broken through. I do say this. I think we all need to be better. I mean, we are losing hearts and minds. When I say we, I'm talking about everybody from the governor on down in elected office, public service commission members in North Dakota. I'm saying the company. I'm saying the industry. We do a terrible job of getting the facts out. Really, we do. I mean, we do. In my case, I support energy development. Why? Because it's number one, we need it, and we'll need it for a long time. And number two, it's jobs, it's livelihoods, it's taking communities that were, you know, full of tumbleweeds and turning them into something incredible. That's why I'm for this industry. People like you, Brian, that make a living because of it, that move here because of it. I think it's wonderful and it's fantastic. So that's why I support. But I don't do a good enough job because the anti-development folks are much better at this. These green extremists are just much better. They just gin up this stuff and we end up drinking from a fire hose trying to address everything, and we can't. But appreciate you bringing us inside the control room, because I think if people get that sense of the level of control and monitoring of the situation, they'll think a little differently about it. But I appreciate it very much. All right, I want to switch gears here and welcome Grant Levi, Director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, to What's on Your Mind for a special talk radio town hall today on what the DOT does, and that's make our transportation easier on the highways and byways of North Dakota. Grant, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Good morning, Scott, and good morning to your listeners. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
You know, I was thinking as we were talking last hour with Paul Pica from the State Historical Society, chief archaeologist, talking about a pipeline route, you know, and all the things that are done to mitigate against any disruption of historical or religious significant sites. You must have to go through the same process when you're building roads. Would that be right?
Scott, yes, we do. Federal rules and regulations require us to go through quite an extensive environmental process, which includes ensuring that we don't impact any culture or historic resources. You know, a perfect example for us, Scott, of a project that we undertook was the bypass around Williston. We went in, we hired a team of professionals who took a look at the terrain. We worked very closely with the tribal entities, and actually there were about 8,000 different areas or locations that were identified. We worked very closely with them, and obviously you can see today we rerouted some of the bypass, so we have a bypass in place. But it is an extensive process that we work through, yes.
And so I just want folks to know that, you know, there's a story in Indian Times today about these allegations from this, and I've called him a rent expert. Maybe that's a little too crass for, you know, the individual, Mr. Menz, does have some history with the tribe previous and now does this kind of thing for hire. So you go out and you get money to investigate things. But there's a story in Indian Times that is suggesting that some of these burial sites have no physical evidence whatsoever, but are some sort of spiritual significance, and someone has a feeling that there is a burial ground there. I mean, I don't know how in the world you mitigate against that. And again, I just want people to know a lot of work went into this. This isn't easy. So appreciate you sharing the process from the roadways side of this as well. You know, I'm sure it's not new to you that people are frustrated with road construction. I sensed a little more frustration this year, more than others. Did you?
Yes, Scott, that's fair. This year was a very busy year. It was our fourth largest construction season in our history, but one of the real challenges for the traveling public this year is we did a lot of longer projects that were what we call preventative maintenance type projects. We actually had 192 projects under construction this year. I appreciate the traveling public's patience, but I just need to remind everybody that work is necessary. And, you know, we saw a traffic increase of about 87% in trucks from about 2008 to 2014. That takes the life out of our pavements. And what we were trying to do this year along the interstate, along many of our major corridors, is get to those projects and put down some material to make them last longer, whether it was repairing some of the concrete or doing some type of asphalt overlay, but they were longer projects. And I really appreciate the traveling public's patience. And Scott, yes, we did get complaints and calls through that. I'm going to take this opportunity to say and remind the traveling public that when you travel through a work zone, if you travel 10 miles and you have to slow down 10 miles per hour, it takes you 75 seconds longer. And safety is our business, but unfortunately this year we've lost 5 people in construction work zones. Scott, I appreciate their concerns. We'll do our best to get in and get out. But one of the complaints we get a lot is, how come I drive through a work zone and no one's there? And you see it. One of the challenges with our business is some of the products we use, like concrete. You do the repair, you have it there. There's nobody working, but you can't drive on it yet. And I think most people can relate to that if they do any work on their driveway. And the same holds true for some of the asphalt or blacktop work we do. The same holds true. You can't drive on some of it right away. I appreciate their frustration, and obviously I'm willing to take any calls or discuss any concerns anyone has. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I didn't realize that. So you're saying 5 people lost, as in construction workers that were killed in accidents in construction zones?
They weren't construction workers, Scott. They were people traveling through construction work zones. And, you know, and as we say all the time, and we come out and message safety, for your safety and for the safety of the person working there, slow down and pay attention. Don't get distracted. We had an incident up in Williston where a vehicle was parked because there was a construction work zone. We had them stopped. Someone hit the back of the vehicle. Come driving in, the signing's in place, someone came up and hit the back of the vehicle, and unfortunately people lost their life, Scott.
Yeah, wow. That is a good reminder of why it is so important to do that and to slow down. One of the things that I think is a little frustrating is that, okay, if I'm in a work zone and the speed limit's 50, whatever it is, and there is work going on, I mean, to me, I am absolutely diligent about making sure that cruise control is on 50 or, I'm watching very closely what's going on. I have to admit, when I go mile after mile after mile after mile and I see no activity and I'm in one lane and going slower than I need to, I go, why are we doing this? And inevitably what happens is that speed limit inches up amongst everybody there. Now, obviously nobody's threatened by that because it is, although it's one lane and you should be going slower than you would be if there wasn't any cones there. But I think that's one of the issues that maybe people do, want to know, and I know you mentioned that briefly, but maybe let's touch on that when we come back. Don and Mandan, too, with more of our calls, questions, comments for North Dakota Department of Transportation Director Grant Levi on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You're next. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, technicians, if you're not making upwards of $32 an hour, listen up. My friends at Polar Service Center want you. They need 4 technicians in Williston now, 3 in Kildare. Call Gary, 701-495-3592 right now. He's the Northwest Regional Manager for Polar Service Center. 701-495-3592. Great benefits, too. Gary, tell us about those.
We have great medical benefits with low copays. My wife's in the medical field, so she says our medical is far better than a lot of them out there. We have dental. We have 401k with matching. And we have a technician bonus program. If they meet a certain bonus criteria every quarter, they get some profit sharing, which a lot of companies don't offer out there.
There's even a housing allowance in Kildare. Give Gary a call, 701-495-3592. He's standing by on a cell phone. Leave a message if you get voicemail. 701-495-3592, 701-495-3592, Polar Service Center, a great company.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For a secure energy future, one of our fine sponsors on the program. I talk often about their website, secureenergyfuture.org, because it's a great resource of information on how we maintain affordable energy, reliable energy. And if the federal government gets its way, like the Clean Power Plan, which currently is being battled in court on behalf of this industry, we will not have affordable energy. And we will have less reliable energy. It matters. Just find out what they're proposing in the way of regulations and the impact to you. Just you. Don't worry about where you buy things from because the cost of everything will go up. If the cost of electricity go up, find out what you will pay. That'll motivate you to get involved. SecureEnergyFuture.org, one of our fine sponsors. And, yes, we are proud of our association with the lignite industry in North Dakota. You know why? That is families, generations of families that have been employed there providing affordable, reliable electricity. And an emailer say, I hear what you're saying. The message I'm hearing is, number one, North Dakota Petroleum Council sponsors my show, so that's why I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Number one, that's an offensive comment to me, but you're welcome to make it. I can't be offended. I have thick skin as a radio talk show host since 1988. And number two, the idea that my opinions are for sale is crazy, but I will never apologize for standing up for people. North Dakota Petroleum Council, since you bring them up, 2013, 81,000 jobs are supported by that industry. So the Petroleum Council represents those people. There's like now 45,000 direct jobs. That's what they do. That's like 20% of all jobs in North Dakota. Every rig's 177 jobs. Every well's 2.5 jobs. Those people are who we represent and their families. We're a voice for and proud to have as a sponsor. So thank you for that, Tina. Let's see here. So Don in Mandan is waiting. I'm going to go to him and come back to the other question. Don, you're next at 800-228-0550 for Grant Levi on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Grant. Go ahead, Don, for Grant.
Okay, Mr. Levi, this is Don, of course. Look, I've got two questions for you. Are we going to get 49 South of Beulah done before the snow flies? And when are somebody going to get that stupid plate off of US 83 by Cole Harbor?
Good morning, Don. Donnie, I appreciate your questions. The project in Highway 49, the contractor, and we'll work with the contractor to do our best to get the project completed. I'm not exactly sure of the status of it right now, but after this call, I'll take a look at it. We set project completion dates on all of our projects. And in addition to that, on our projects, what we also do is we have penalties in place if the contractors don't hit those completion dates, and that's how we manage our global perspective. The other question, Don, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to. Maybe you can help me out.
Yeah, it's just south of Cole Harbor. We had calls about it before, Congressman Kramer as well. I believe it's a core issue. I think it's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are doing something. They got a temporary pipe going across 83, and so they have caution signs, slowdown signs. It's a horrific bump, and it is. I'm with you, Don. It's a pain. I've driven on it many times.
Well, fair enough. I tore up two trailer tires in the last month going across that thing at 35 miles an hour.
Don,
it's ridiculous.
Don and Scott, now I understand where you're at. I just drove it recently as well. When we get into a situation where there's a dam or where we're on Corps property, in that instance, the Corps has jurisdiction. Our roadway is on top of it. And so we have been working with the Corps expressing those same concerns. But they're doing a repair project. They're coming in and doing some work. I just drove it myself a few weeks ago. I agree with you. We'll continue to work with the Corps and see what we can do. But we're there on their property in that particular instance. So it's a little bit different than us taking complete control on a roadway outside of their area. I hope you can appreciate that, Don.
Oh, yeah, I'm slowing it down to 30 miles an hour, hoping my dad's got to keep tires on the trailer.
I would send the Corps of Engineers a bill for those two trailer tires if I were you. Just for giggles, just see what kind of response you get.
Here's a bill for $1,200 for two tires. I'm waiting for the check.
I'll pay for the stamp, Don, if you're bold enough. Appreciate the call. You're not alone in being frustrated by that, by the way. And last I heard, when Congressman Kramer did inquire with the Corps on, okay, when is it going to be done? And they said, we don't know. I mean, you can't make it up. But they said it would be a while. It wouldn't be any time quick. Back to the before the break, the question of speeds in zones, you've made that point well. And you touched on, where we see cones or a one-way area or road construction signs, but no activity going on. You know, a texter earlier asked something similar to this, said, I was told years ago that they set the cones and slow traffic down to get people used to it before they start work to make it safer when they are actually working. Is that one of the reasons that happens?
Oh, Scott, no, not from my perspective. What we do is we take a project and we allow the contractor to work within a certain area. They place the cones to allow them some flexibility to move around within the project to do what they need to do. And at times during the day, they'll move their operations depending on what type of work. That may be why a driver drives in and you'll see a 7 mile area coned off, but that contractor moves throughout that project doing different types of work, different phases of work. You know, and we have so many different types of projects without picking out a specific project. I have to talk in generalities. But that's the reason, Scott, and to your caller, that's why we do what we do. And the reason for that, from our perspective, is it maximizes the efficiency of the contractor's operations, thus lowering the cost of the project. And that's a benefit for the state of North Dakota. And I'll say this past year, we got some exceptional bids from our contractors. And so we try to find that balance, and we can restrict their work site more, cost a little bit more. And those are conversations we constantly have. And I can assure you, Scott, and I can assure your listeners, we're hearing the comments from the public this year. We're hearing it. And we'll take a look at our process.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, by the way. You can also text your questions in 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 for Grant Levi of the North Dakota Highway, North Dakota Department of Transportation, used to Trooper Talk. Texter says, my issue was a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit in the construction area, then further slowing down to 40 when we encounter workers. That's fine, and I have no problem with any of that, but why is the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit left in place after the crew goes home for the night or the weekend when no work is going on? Shouldn't the speed go back up to 65 miles an hour at those times?
Yes, Scott, they should. It should go back up. We have provisions in our contract basically to oversee contractors, and in some instances we have some sanctions if they're not signing properly within our contract. But I'll tell you that we typically don't keep people out because we're paying them as well. We trust the contractor to do their job to take some of their signs down. I've encountered that as well, and I've made phone calls and I've had to move. But yeah, the caller's right. They should be taken down if there's no one out there anymore, unless there's a situation where adjacent to the roadway, there happens to be a hole in the roadway yet because they didn't finish. Then we will continue to slow them down, or if guardrail has been removed from an area.
All right, our final segment with Grant Levi, North Dakota Department of Transportation, Talk Radio Town Hall, is coming up, so get those questions in. 800-228-0550. Give us a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms. 701-793-0710.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. When you hit the highway, make sure you fill up at the place that connects North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And they have that 4-for-4 deal. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drinks, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Great deal there. And that $50,000 giveaway going where you have to register new every week because new winners are drawn every single week. And you have to stop in there and re-register. So come on in. Back with Grant Levi, Director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, in our Talk Radio Town Hall today. Let's see who is next on the phones. Gary and Sturgis. Go ahead, your question for...
Who is next on the phones, Gary and Sturgis?
Wait a minute. We're going to have to get a phone to a radio turn down there to go with Gary. I'll go to Jim in Billings County. You're next for Grant Levi. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just a comment question on how things are being handled by the feds on this protest at Cannonball. Because that's you yourself have brought up several times, where are the feds on this, on managing it? Because it's on Corps of Engineer land, and it's federally permitted and federally regulated. And they've been strangely silent. But do you recall about a year and a half ago out in Oregon where there was a protest, a bunch of ranchers took over building on the Maher Game Preserve, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Game Preserve?
I do.
And how that was handled?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
I'm not connecting with you on the connection there. I know others have tried to suggest there's some sort of double standard here. I'll tell you what, though. We're talking to Grant Levi from the Department of Transportation. So if you want to call back a little later, and we can have this conversation, I'd welcome it, but I want to make best use of Grant's time here. Tom in Watford City for Grant Levi. Go ahead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, hello. Wondering what you're doing on North Dakota 68 between Sydney and Highway 85. I see they're just getting started with doing some work there. Are they going to do a complete rebuild of that road, or is it going to be a skim and let it fly?
Tom, good morning. We have some major work planned on Highway 68 and some of the things that we're doing out there. I think, as you know, traveling that part of the country, our infrastructure took quite a beating, and Highway 68 will do what we call a structural overlay, coming in and putting some thick asphalt on it so it can carry loads a little bit better as we look to the future.
I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
Is that going to be just kind of a temporary thing then, and then you're going to come in and totally redo it, or what's kind of the big goal on this then?
Well, those types of projects, we try to get a reasonable life out of them, anywhere from that 10 plus years, and then obviously we'll continue to evaluate.
wait and see what we need to do as we look to the future. You know, one of the comments that I end up making quite a bit is every roadway in front of someone's place or the one they drive is the most important to them, and they'd like to see that roadway absolutely be the best. Our challenge is we have to take the resources and manage the whole system. So that's why, and in this case, we'll do a structural overlay, and we'll continue to monitor it and watch it. But we would like to get an extended life out of that overlay. So it'll probably be some time before we'll be back.
Thank you, Tom. Other questions, welcome at 800-228-0550. Is that new, what you mentioned there, where you're laying asphalt on top of concrete in that manner to get some extra life out of it? We had another texter that said to ask you about I-94 work between Dickinson and Richardson. Saying, I've not seen anyone lay asphalt on top of concrete before. What were those goofy machines last year that seemed to dump something into the ditch? So it piggybacks on his question. Is that a new process?
No, we've been placing asphalt on top of concrete for years, and it's just a strategy we use to continue to get some of the life out of the concrete because it provides a good base. But when putting the asphalt on top, it improves the ride quality and the experience for the driver as well. And we typically do it when a concrete pavement is getting towards the end of its life. In other words, we're starting to have a bad ride experience or some breakups on it. So, you know, we've been using that strategy for years, and I've been in this business for some time. It's been around a long time, Scott. And then you'll see that as you drive our interstate.
Here's two texts coming from different perspectives, but give you a chance to address the issue. What would be the probability of getting a roundabout put in at the intersection at 249 north of Beulah? If you try crossing 49 at the wrong time, you'll be waiting for 20 minutes for the plant workers to go by. And then another text says, why are you building all of these stupid roundabouts? So one wants them and one doesn't like them. What about roundabouts?
Well, roundabouts is a tool we've added to our toolbox a few years back, and I think the comments are right. You either love them or hate them, and we get comments in both directions. But the preponderance of the comments are people like them because they allow traffic to move through without stopping, and they're safe. I'll have to take a look at 249 offhand. We'll look at that particular one, but we're using roundabouts more and more as part of our strategy when we get to intersections which have equal traffic approaching it, close to equal traffic from all directions. A roundabout works well then.
Grant Levi from the North Dakota Department of Transportation with us for a few more minutes. Questions and comments welcome by text at 701-226-8503. A lot of those today, and also your calls at 800-228-0550. Here's another. Please ask. To improve the reflectivity of the white stripe on the right shoulder. Most North Dakota highways have little or no reflective properties, and it really stinks at night when you need that stripe.
First off, I appreciate the listener's concerns, and I'll share with all of you that a few years back, the type of material we can use for pavement marking got changed. And today's products, I'll say it, Scott, they no longer contain any lead. We can't use that. They don't last quite as long. That's forced us to go into a pavement marking program every year. We used to be able to get by 2 to 3 years. We've made it an emphasis in our organization. We're trying to get out more. We're trying to cover every roadway once a year with pavement marking, including the edge line, as the individual had concerns with, as well as the center line stripe. But I will acknowledge that the products we're using today aren't quite as good. And we're continuing to work with the painting industry, to find those better products and to use that are cost-effective for the state.
Let me guess, that's a federal regulation telling you what they know better than you do about what should be used in the way of materials.
Scott, you're right. That's a federal requirement that was pushed down on all states, and I had the opportunity for years to chair the national Committee on Materials, and it's a federal push. And they even get down to the type of beads we can use that are in there. And that's what causes the reflectivity when you drive by.
I'm not surprised. Another texter wants to ask you about a question regarding tabs, license tabs. If my tabs expired 6 months ago and I go in to renew, I have to pay full price for 6 months of tabs. That seems unfair to me. If I pay full price, I should get 12 months of registration, period. It shouldn't matter when I bought the vehicle. I'm talking about a Chevy Silverado 2000, nothing special about the vehicle.
Well, if I could suggest to the individual who texted you or called you, please contact us individually so we can talk about it, because each situation is a little bit different. But I don't think it's appropriate, though, for us to just tab a vehicle for that point in time an individual wants it tabbed. We typically go back to the last period of registration of the vehicle and then basically collect the registration fees for that. I hope that made sense to the...
Yeah, well, it makes sense to me, because if you didn't, I just decide I'm not going to pay my tabs, take my chances on getting pulled over, and then I go in and I only have to pay, 12 months going forward, then I'm cheating the system. I mean, that isn't the way it's supposed to be. It sounds like maybe he's saying he bought a vehicle that had, the tabs that expired 6 months ago, so I'm new to the vehicle, and I'm buying for the next 12 months, but I got to pay for 6 months when I didn't own the vehicle. Sounds like he's saying that, but it sounds like in that particular case, best just to contact you folks directly, right?
Yeah, get in touch with our motor vehicle department, and we'll work with them. And if he still has concerns, get in touch with me.
We have a groundswell of support to building on text for the roundabout on 249, just so you know. They're calling it a roundy, even. We have an acronym there. Tyus, you're next.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, Ed.
You are.
Yes. I got a question. Are they going to do any improvement on Highway 14 between number 2 and Highway 52? There's a new elevator going in between that road someplace, and that road really needs some help pretty soon here.
I didn't catch your name, caller, but I'll tell you what. We're in the process right now of building our STIP. Our State Transportation Improvement Program, as we look to the future, I'll take your comment here and I'll take a look at it and see how it fits into our program. I have heard conversations about that elevator from our district engineer. And offhand, and I don't have it in front of me, Scott, I'm not exactly sure where that fits into our program. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, appreciate the call, and I guess that listener should... continue to stay tuned on that particular issue.
Yes, and I was going to comment that our proposed projects are out on our website, which is dot.nd.gov. They are out there, as well as we have on our website a travel information map. I know I had questions on construction projects and their status. We do our best to try to keep that map updated, and we also have an ND Roads app that's available for smartphones and other devices. So as you travel across the state, take some time to take a look at it, because I hope the listeners appreciate construction projects are changing constantly as they're doing different phases of work. Just like when you're working on a home, there's different aspects. So when they call me today and ask about something, it's changing constantly. So if you can use our websites, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
And a great app has the same information at ND Roads. Download if you don't have it. Texter says, on 1804, the signs are changing from Chief Tomahawk to an outline of North Dakota. I know that's come up in other places when signs are being replaced. What's the deal with that, Grant? Was that somebody trying to say, let's just quietly remove this before it becomes a politically correct issue?
Scott, no. No, and I've seen those, heard those comments being made, but the emblem that used to sit on the highway route marker sign was an emblem that was picked. It was a Marcellus Red Tomahawk, and it was picked at a point in time back in 1923. We decided as an organization, as we looked at signing, looked at what we were doing, because we had numerous signs that needed to be replaced. They were deteriorated. And in addition to that, we had resources through the projects we were doing. We decided to recognize the state of North Dakota on a route marker sign. If you look at the new one, it has North Dakota across the top. It's shaped like the state of North Dakota, just like when you drive into South Dakota. It is a route marker sign.
We'll have to pick that up next time we have you on for a talk radio town hall. I know we're out of time and you've got to run. Grant, thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll wrap up after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Just got a letter the other day that said due to lack of usage, rates will go up 6.7% on our electric bill next month, starting October 1st.
Yeah, Kevin from Cavalier. Got a comment. Hillary Clinton keeps on going after Trump about being saying Putin's a better leader than Obama. I haven't yet heard anybody in the media question Hillary about her Russian reset button. I think she was getting a little cozy with the Russians, so just a observation. Thank you.
I have an idea that we should end the program with radio graffiti every day. Or you could just, radio graffiti meaning just say what if you had a
line
in your hand, what you'd put on the, what you'd put on the bridge, right? Yeah, one line only. One sentence only, just radio graffiti. Keep it clean, obviously. We have standards here, but you know, and then you could just call and say, what the heck is the Velvet Co-op doing charging me more for lack of use? I would imagine if you have not enough users, then they have to spread the cost they have over a smaller group of folks in your cost group. I don't know, but it's worth asking. And the reset thing, you're right, that doesn't make it into much news. I really have heard Donald Trump not fawn over Vladimir Putin. I think what Donald Trump's trying to do is draw a contrast between the kind of stern, bold leadership of Vladimir Putin for their causes, not applauding their causes, but what for he stands for, comparing it to Obama. And he's right. Go look at the foreign policy national security victories of Vladimir Putin, even though he's a thug, compared to Barack Obama. Again, you know, our cause would always be better than their cause, but he's just saying who's the better leader, I think, and everybody's trying to twist that into him saying somehow that he's cozy with Vladimir Putin while forgetting, as you point out, Hillary brought the reset button. So you're exactly right. Gary in Sturgis is back. I know you wanted to get in, Gary, for the Department of Transportation Director in North Dakota. Not sure what he could do in the way of help for a South Dakotan.
Well, I was going to make a comment that basically the reason the cones are up is because of bottom line, it's safety. It's always safety, regardless of where those cones are, where the construction is, anywhere in the United States. And I was driving from Sturgis to Deadwood on U.S. Highway 14A, and I couldn't talk to you and drive and turn down the radio, so I really do apologize for that.
No problem at all, Gary. It happens. And, you know, when you do call, you just need to turn it down, because if we go to you, then you're not going to be able to communicate, because you're going to hear yourself 7 seconds later, because we have a delay, just to make sure nobody has a potty mouth here on the program. But, Gary, thank you for the call, and thank you for the reminder about the orange cones and the safety. Who's on line one here, Manny? You're going to have to tell me that if we get them in before the break. Here's a texter said, and this will require the work of our listeners over the, we're going to give you a little homework assignment for the weekend. And you call us on Monday and let us know if this texter knows what they're talking about. Is North Dakota not part of the Louisiana Purchase? If so, then wouldn't the French be the ones that took the land from Native Americans? get us an answer on that. Would you get back to us? Richard in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, Alan Combs back in the late 90s, early 2000s, had a radio show that followed Rush Limbaugh, and he had one sentence only, taking the pulse of the nation, and it didn't turn out too hot. He got a lot of comments that weren't appropriate.
Yeah, the problem is he has a national audience, and he's a flaming lib. We don't have either of those afflictions here, Richard, so we'd have the benefit of the greatest radio audience on the planet Earth, which I'm dead serious, is the people of the Northern Plains, the wisdom, and you're unbelievable, folks, and so we'd have that. What's your radio graffiti for today? And I remember, I know Alan, he's a friend of mine. I have had a few legendary disagreements with him over the years, but I love that radio graffiti feature. It really was fun. What would be your radio graffiti for today? Do you have one?
Yes, vote Trump. Whatever you do, vote Trump.
Never Trumpers wake up. Maybe that would that'd be mine. Let's do it, Todd. We need a little Friday fun anyway. We'll start it on Fridays and see if it goes well enough to extend it to every day, should we?
Love it.
And by the way, we'll do a little trial run. Radio Graffiti can start now for next week, because you can call us when we're off the air at 855-200-1776. You just press extension 1 and leave a message 24 hours a day. But it's got to be one sentence. That's the rules. One sentence only at 855-200-1776, extension 1. Remember, Monday, our guests will include Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, live from Big Iron at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And I have a 2008 Steiger Tractor 485. That's your 50th anniversary edition. Got your name on it. And I'll be broadcasting from. And a great price, too. So if you're coming in for that, you got to find us. Friday, we'll be live from Iowa City for the NDSU game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. That'll be great fun. Then I'm off on Monday, actually. John Tranum will be in for me on Monday. But Monday night, we're going to be up in Minot. And mark it on your calendars to join us Monday night, Sleepin' in Conference Center, probably around that 5:30 time frame, something in the 5:30 to 7 time frame for folks in and around Minot. Pete Hegseth from the Fox News Channel coming in to speak to the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference, which we'll be broadcasting from on the 20th, the following day, but that happens that week in Minot. So folks in and around Minot, if you want to meet Pete Hegseth from Fox News Channel, get a signed copy of his book, In the Arena, join us at the Sleepin' in Conference Center on the 19th and tell your friends. It'll be good fun. A few things on your calendar. God bless you, one and all. Be safe. See you Monday.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. At North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PucklandValleyCity.com.
Tuesday through Thursday in West Fargo, Big Iron is here again. Look for Haugen Sales and the Harsh Meyer and Roto Grind equipment. Be sure to check out the efficiencies of the Harsh 4-auger mixer in both truck and trailer versions, as well as spreaders and feeder and forage boxes from Meyer. For economical hay and grain grinding, choose the Roto Grind Model 1090. For the largest selection of new and used mixers, spreaders, and grinders, call Haugen of Mandan and Weimer. Haugen Sales, 730-1895.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.